Hello everyone, welcome to our program. My name is Johnny.
And I'm Laura.
And today we're on part three of our article on different New Year's traditions and superstitions.
对，那很多人可能会想说 superstitions 可以带来好运，对不对？那昨天我们看到是有关 love, 有关爱情，那当然很多人想要赚钱，对不对？
Of course.
新的一年这个你的这个金钱运好不好？所以呢，今天我们就要来告诉大家怎么样有更好的财运。
So let's take a look.
A lucky new year.
However, some superstitions bring fortune and luck rather than love. If you want to become rich, then carry your wallet with cash. You can also fill the refrigerator with food.This can keep you full for the whole year. If you want luck, then try to dance around a tree outside. Some people believe this brings both good health and luck. So, start the new year on the right foot. It's possible.Some of these traditions and superstitions will change your life.
Word power!
Rather. Rather. Although it's raining,I would rather go out than stay at home. Although it's raining, I would rather go out than stay at home. Cash. Cash. It's best to use cash at a night market. It's best to use cash at a night market. Outside. Outside.I took my dog outside to exercise and run in the park. I took my dog outside to exercise and run in the park. Health. Health. The Chinese believe drinking tea is good for your health. The Chinese believe drinking tea is good for your health.
You ready to take a look at today's article?
Mm.
All right, it begins. However, some superstitions bring fortune and luck rather than love.
所以然而有些迷信呢就是带来怎么样这些 fortune 还有好运而不是爱情。What does fortune mean?
Well, fortune is luck, especially good luck. However, you can have both bad fortune and good fortune.
Ooh, so good fortune 就是好运，然后 bad fortune 就是厄运。
That's
那常常有的人想要知道自己今年会不会过比较好，或是我会找到另外一半，他们就去找什么人，就是 a fortune teller, 就是什么帮你算命的这样的一个人，英文就是 fortune teller.
That's right. Now here we also have a word power word rather.Rather is an adverb, and in this article it means instead of. So we use it to show something which is very different or even the opposite of something we talked about before.
没错，其实 rather 就有着要这样而不是怎么样的意思，跟 instead of 的意思有点像哦。那常常我们会用 I would rather, 就是我宁可要做这件事情。For example, she would rather drive than take the train. 所以她比较想要开车而不要去坐火车之类的。
So would I. Here's another sentence. Although it's raining, I would rather go out than stay at home. Although it's raining, I would rather go out.Then stay at home.
Really? I would rather stay at home.
Depends on the home.
Okay, so 虽然下雨，可是我宁愿出门而不是待在家里。
Now, back to the article, it says, if you want to become rich, listen up, then carry your wallet with cash.
欸，我总是有带钱啊，所以如果你想要变有钱的话，你就要把你的 wallet， 也就是钱包里面要放钱。
Now here we have another word, power word, cash. Cash is a noun, and cash is physical money or money you can touch.Such as paper bills or coins. So it's very different from things we use in America called checks or credit cards.
真的，其实我们都知道 money 就是钱，可是 money 有分很多种类，像是 cash 就是我们可以摸到的钞票啦，就是这些现金，还有 coins 就是刚刚他 Johnny 提到的这个硬币，这些现金都是 cash。那在美国呢，他们常常会写支票，就是 checks，或者呢，我们台湾也蛮常用 credit card， 就是信用卡啦。
That's right. Now here's a sample sentence. It's best to use cash at a night market. Of course, it's best to use cash at a night market.
对啊，因为在夜市你要给人家 check 的话，没有人会理你好吧？所以呢，还是最好要用什么 cash 现金啦。
Okay, back to the article. It says you can also fill the refrigerator with food.
Okay. 所以我们刚刚有提到的是把钱包装钱。那不过呢，另外一个 superstition 也是你可以把冰箱装满着食物。冰箱就是 refrigerator。那当我们这里看到这个句子 ，you can fill the refrigerator with。So to fill A with B 就是表示充满或是填满的什么东西。当然你也可以用 A is filled with B or A is full of B。那想要知道这些充满啊填满的用法呢，我们就要请教我们的英文快译通。
Are A and B people?
对。
英文
快译通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello, I'm David. 欢迎来到英文快译通。今天啊是11号诶 ,11 号诶是大卫老师最喜欢的数字。账号啊密码啊球衣背号都有11这个数字。就可以知道大卫老师有多爱这个数字了。Today is January 11th, so I'm filled with joy. 好的还是赶快来看看今天的节目好了。Check it out.
大卫老师Be filled with 后面可以接人吗？
在回答犀利妹 Yvonne 的问题之前呢，我们先来认识一下 F-I-L-L fill 这个字好了。它是个动词，意思是装满、填满。比方说，请帮我将这个马克杯装满。Please fill this mug for me. Fill the mug 有着将马克杯装满的意思。那会用什么装满呢？当然是水咯。 SoPlease fill the mug with water. 请将马克杯装满水。其他像是 fill a hole with sand. 用沙子把洞填满。Fill a tank with petrol. 把油箱装满汽油。Fill a hole with people. 大厅里挤满了人。这些都是 fill A with B 的用法。那 be filled with 中的 filled, 其实呢它是动词 fill 的过去分词。常常啊用来当作形容词使用，意思是满的、充满的。For example, there is no doubt that life is filled with challenges. 毫无疑问地，人生啊充满了挑战。那这句话我们也可以说 There is no doubt that life is full of challenges. 既然如此，面对人生中的挑战的时候，记得抱着积极乐观的心态哦。别轻易被打倒。虽然啊 be filled with 和 be full of 的意思很相近，但相对而言 be full of 强调的是状态，更强调满满的状态，而 be filled with 呢则强调的是一个动态的过程哦。像周末的时候啊，淡水总是涌入很多的观光客，这个时候就可以说淡水 is always filled with tourists on weekends。 是真的啦，六日的淡水老街和渔人码头总是人潮汹涌，身为淡水人的我绝对不会这个时候去这两个地方的。最后呢提醒一下同学们，当作形容词的 filled 和 full 后面的搭配的接系词是 with 和 of of, be filled with, be full of, 使用上要小心哦。 Life is full of challenges. That's why we have to try to stay positive and optimistic. 积极乐观就对啦。人生啊，其实充满了挑战。大卫老师这里有一句话想和同学们分享一下。Life is crazy, take it easy. 是不是呢？不顺的时候啊，大卫老师都会用这句话来勉励自己。下次同学们心情不好的时候也可以试试看哦。好的，英文快一通，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
So we talked about keeping your refrigerator filled with food. So the article says this can keep you full for the whole year.
Oh, so full as in like, oh, I'm full.
Yes, you've eaten too much, you're not hungry anymore.
Oh, 所以其实你就不愁吃这样的意思。意思就是说你都会有非常充，就是满满的一年或者充实一年，就是说你肚子都不会饿，就是其实有，就是表示你还蛮有钱的意思嘛。因为你如果饿肚子就是没钱这样的意思。
That's right.
I see.
Okay, back to the article. It says, if you want luck, then try to dance around a tree outside.
I want luck, but I don't know if I want to try this. Okay, 所以如果你想要好运 okay, 你们可以先试试看怎么样呢？就是你要找先 you have to find a tree. 你要先跑去外面找到一棵树 okay, 那就是在它旁边围绕着它开始跳舞。
I don't know, because I think if you did this, you might not find love, right? If people see you doing that.
对，怎么办啊？让人家觉得你怪怪的，你就是不会有另外一半。
Anyway, here we have another word, power word, outside.Outside is an adverb, and here the word outside describes the place something happens. And if something happens outside, then it doesn't happen within or in a closed space.
Okay, so outside 就是在外面的这样的意思。那当然很简单，它的相反词就是在里面，就是 inside, I-N-S-I-D-E, 就是在里面这样的意思咯。
For example,I took my dog outside to exercise and run in the park. I took my dog outside to exercise and run in the park.
That would be good exercise for you too. Okay, 所以我把我的狗带到外面，到哪里呢？就是到公园里去，这个让它运动运动跟跑步一下哦。
Okay, back to the article. It says, some people believe this brings both good health and luck.
OK, 所以有些人呢相信呢如果你这么做的话呢就是在树旁边跑啊跑跑啊跑可以带来什么呢什么样的好运就是好运嘛还有什么呢就是 good health, 其实这也蛮重要就是好的健康因为你健康好你才会做什么事情都非常的顺。
But it didn't say friends.
Okay, that's right, that's probably
okay, right. Okay, well here we have another word, power word, health.Health is a noun, and of course, health is the condition of a person's body or mind. And we can have both good health or bad health.
Okay, health 呢是什么意思？就是健康的意思。那常常我们会说我是一个非常健康的人。其实你要用它的形容词就是 healthy, 健康的 H-E-A-L-T-H-Y。像是呢我觉得呢要有好的健康你要怎么样 eat healthy, 要吃的健康、
That's right.
所以要常吃一些 vegetables, 就是蔬菜啦还有 fruits, 蔬果类。但是呢我觉得要 sleep well, 要睡得好也是很重要 and drink lots of
water,
right, exercise and drink lots of water, 我觉得这些都很重要所以不是只有吃啦还有很多你的作息生活的习惯
That's very important. Anyway, here's a sample sentence. The Chinese believe drinking tea is good for your health. The Chinese believe drinking tea is good for your health.
Okay, 所以中国人呢他们相信呢喝茶有益健康哦。
Okay, back to the article, it says, so start the new year on the right foot.
Okay, 所以呢新年呢当然就是要有好的开始可是这里呢 on the right foot 是什么意思呢我要踩在新年上面吗
Well, this is our phrase of the day, and、okay. on the right foot doesn't mean to stand on your right foot.、Mm. It just means the right way. So if you want to start your new year on the right foot, it means to do things to start it off in a good way. And hopefully,、it will continue to be good.
Oh, 真的好棒，好有意义哦。因为其实我们走路的时候，我们一踏出的那一步很重要，就很像过年的时候。所以我在想这一个 phrase on the right foot 就是有一个好的开始，所以新年呢，我们就要要带着非常开心的心情，然后就是有一个全新很棒的开始。
For example, although Jill was new to the school, she started off her first day on the right foot by getting to know all her classmates.
她好聪明哦，所以呢，其实新生你本来就是要报道的时候就是要融入群众，就是 mingle, 然后呢，不要害羞 don't be shy, 因为你可能会交到非常好的朋友，而且呢，交到很好的朋友是非常好的一件事情，他可能会改变你的个性。
Alright, give him some money, some presents. Anyway, the end of the article says it's possible some of these traditions and superstitions will change your life.
OK, 可是我真的不想要去在树旁边跑步。OK, 所以很有可能你可以试试看啦，你们可以试试看啊、
right.
我可能有些我会试。就是这些传统跟迷信或许它就会改变你的生活或是人生哦。
That's right. Anyway, that's it for this part of the article. Let's go ahead to our wrap-up. So Laura, what did you think of today's article?
I think it was really good, 因为有时候呢，我们想到新年只是出去跟朋友玩 countdown,、
mm-hmm.
可是呢，对有些人来说，它是一个 a fresh start,、
mm-hmm.
like a new beginning, right? What do you think?
What do I think? I think it's a great time to make money.
真的吗？因为我觉得他讲到有个重点，就是很多人他去年如果过得不是很好的话、
okay.
他可以 forget about it. 为什么要 dwell on the bad things?
就
是浪费时间在专注在过去不好的事情没有用，好不好？你不如花一点时间想开心的事情
That's true.
And plan ahead. 你就可以计划像说、right. 我今年我可能可以出去哪里玩啊，或者学什么东西啊。
Right, right.
对不对？
It's a great time to make plans to maybe make some changes.
对。
Like you said, to make things better in your life.
对，所以常常呢，我们就要重新开始，可以重新想说我今年可能要做什么事情，让自己归零 reset yourself,、mm-hmm. sort of, 然后重新出发。
That's right. Okay, well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's lesson. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Fun with phrases.
On the right foot.
On the right foot.
Dana, I need your help. You see, I like this boy.
Oh my god, let's go shopping. You need to start on the right foot.
Are you sure this will look good on me?
Hey, Dana. And Dana?
It's me, Bear. Annie.
Annie is on the right foot to look beautiful. Like me.
Huh. More like on the right foot to keep boys away from her.
A-Fun 小聚会
我才没有发疯嘞！哎呦，我是在玩跳舞游戏啦。最近不是很流行这种不用摇杆或遥控器的感应式游戏吗？很有趣哎，我曾经看过别人玩过，感觉好像很简单，但是对于手脚不协调的我来说，挑战性还蛮高的。好啦，我还是停留在有摇杆的电玩 WII 的阶段。我最喜欢打网球呢，跟体能测验。你知道吗？其实这些游戏啊，在派对上很受欢迎哎，因为它可以很容易的将气氛炒热带起来。比如说，你可以规划分组竞赛啊，男生一组，女生一组，或者家人一组，朋友一组，互相比赛，输的要接受惩罚，像是限时十秒把1000cc 的汽水喝完。哇，那应该会非常非常饱哦。所以啦，筹办派对的时候，除了食物和布置之外，有游戏或活动可说是额外的加分哦。那如果你脑袋空空，江郎才尽，设计不出什么好的游戏派对或者活动，这时候除了去买游戏机之外， 可能有点太贵不划算耶。你还可以向别人求救，你可以说 Can you come up with some games for the party? Can you come up with some games for the party? 一起帮我动脑筋想一想吧，毕竟三个臭皮匠胜过一个诸葛亮。 Oh no no, 是诸葛亮。好的，请将句子复诵一次。 Wonderful, 好啦，哦，我再去练一练我的舞蹈了。 See you next time.
A lucky new year.
However, some superstitions bring fortune and luck rather than love. If you want to become rich,Then carry your wallet with cash. You can also fill the refrigerator with food. This can keep you full for the whole year. If you want luck, then try to dance around a tree outside. Some people believe this brings both good health and luck.So, start the new year on the right foot. It's possible some of these traditions and superstitions will change your life.
Rather, rather. Although it's raining, I would rather go out than stay at home.Although it's raining, I would rather go out than stay at home. Cash. Cash. It's best to use cash at a night market. It's best to use cash at a night market. Outside. Outside. I took my dog outside.To exercise and run in the park. I took my dog outside to exercise and run in the park. Health. Health. The Chinese believe drinking tea is good for your health. The Chinese believe drinking tea is good for your health.